Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This week, pay heed, for Wise Wade throws out deep truths, but has an odd relationship with fecal voyeurism. Long-suffering Mark is beaming, even as he is force-fed too much pudding. As Victorious Bob asks questions from the most incredible fandom in podcasting. You, the gentle listeners. From lizard copulation to explosive B-days and kudos to Pluto's. Yes, it's time for Listener Q&A. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome.
Sounds so bad.
Okay, that's pretty rude. And welcome to an episode of Distractable, where I'm finally hosting because I won.
Oh yeah,
fair and square.
To be fair, that's why I thought Mark said it sounded so bad, because he was used to us hosting.
I thought you were just trying to derail the first episode that I've gotten to host legitimately in months.
But... in this year, 2023, right? Or no, not quite.
No. Oh. No, not quite, no.
Oh, okay. It feels like it.
I mean, it does feel like it's been a long time. I kind of forget how to do this. I gotta be honest, because it's been a hot minute. But
I'll text you the list of rules.
Oh, sent. Okay.
I might break all of my audio right now.
Good.
Oh!
Does it sound good to you?
No, it did not sound good
did
to me.
Did that do it for you?
No, it did not.
God, I wish we had any reference whatsoever what's going on in Mark's head.
Well, I go into the sound panel on my computer, and so I go to the audio thing, and there's enhancements in Windows that you can put to
oh,
it.
Oh, good. Yeah, sure.
I turned them all on, which is just low frequency protection, virtual surround, room correction, and loudness equalization. Don't do that. It sounds awful.
You're going to see us in person again after all these years, and you're going to hear us talk and be like, oh my God, it was just you guys the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hosting, okay? So I'm in charge here. Welcome to another episode of Distractable, the show where I'm the host because I won, and there's two other guys here, Mark and Wade. They're competing because they lost. They're losers. What in the hell is going on Mark's?
What if it's the cable?
If you're not watching the video, you're really missing out on Mark going through a whole saga over here.
This is just like when we did the live group stream and the microphones weren't plugged in the whole time. Remember that? And Mark spent the first 30 minutes and he was like, the cables! It always boils down to the cables.
Jesus Christ. Wade, how are you? How's
Yo,
it going?
That's really funny.
Thanks, man.
Great point, Bob.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Man, tired. I'm proud of you, too.
That's the nicest thing he's ever said to us.
Yeah, it is. Molly and I have been moving. Surprise. Volumes we're moving. Off. We're finally leaving Cincinnati to move to Cincinnati.
It still sounds like trash.
That's just my voice.
Mark, just put the other headphones on.
No. I'm doing it for everyone on the subreddit has been complaining.
I hope somehow all of this plugging and unplugging changes your microphone so Will gets this and it's like, you're complaining about how we sound, but in reality your voice is going to be like...
Look, the cables that I'm plugging have nothing to do with my audio device. It's just a 3.5 millimeter aux cord.
A girl can hope.
Yeah, and a horse can run. What's your point?
They gallop, idiot.
Horses can have all kinds of gaits, okay? We're not here to debate horse movement.
All right.
But what we are talking about my movement, and it's been exhausting. Never move.
Audio torture aside, Wade's moving. How are you? How's it going? How have you been?
I am good. My hard drive issues have been solved in my day-to-day life. I feel better because I've gotten my prescription for ADD, and it's just vastly superior to the one I have now.
USB-C?
It's actually USB 3.2.
3.2 Gen 2X1. No, oh, it's just right. Like it's just vastly better, and I just feel better. And not to just shit on other medications, but I don't feel like Adderall is a very good medication.
I've heard even for people that it works really effectively for, mm-hmm. it still is addictive because it's still a stimulant. So it's like, even if it makes you feel great and it helps with the symptoms, you're still just hooked on Adderall at the end of the day, which is like a problem.
Yeah, it's just the fact of like it feels there's many times when I, not to get into the weeds of this because this would get into a more deeper discussion, but it's just like I've been on Adderall for a very long time and I switched last year, as people know, my CVS escapades trying to get this medication called Astaris, and it's just been a nightmare because it was new and then insurance company wouldn't cover it, and then the pharmacy wasn't stocking it because no one had it, but now it's in stock and it's much better now, and it just makes me realize just like, I sleep better. I feel better. I just like am in a better mood in general. Adderall is like it's good for like pushing you to do stuff, but that's all it does. It's just like something pushing you, and whether you feel like you want to or not. I just feel like more like myself. So I am in a good mood.
Hooray.
That's great.
Well, fuck you two guys. Don't you talk about an improvement in my life. You told me out.
I was sincere. Did mine not come across as so sincere?
I'm a dick, so I was being a dick.
No, I'm not singling anybody out in terms of my...
Can I just say, Mark, I appreciate that your boar spear lives in your office now.
I know. I keep saying like, oh, I'm going to move that at some point, and then I don't because I get lazy.
Oh, that's just where it goes.
That's where it goes. It's my background.
I have a whole office full of stuff that's like, oh, I'll move that.
I was pretty disappointed in you.
Who you both were disappointed in me?
Yes, because I saw you pull out that boar spear in other content and I thought it was Distractible exclusive.
Well, screw the both of you for criticizing me.
Why? Hey. Whoa.
How dare.
Yeah, Bob and I are equally on this platform criticizing you.
As the host, I feel like I have some sort of way to punish you for this behavior, but I can't remember how that works.
You give Wayne a point. That'll teach him.
All right. I give Wayne 1 point.
Ah! What you get,
damn
Mark.
Damn it. I hate you both.
One more point for Wade.
You know what?
Keep going, mister. I'll show you.
Mark, let's see if you do hate us both. I've got this this lens cap we can use to flip to see who you...
No, none of that shit in my episodes. Get out of here.
Okay.
No, well... no 50-50 chances. If there's going to be games of chance in an episode hosted by me, it's going to be patently unfair.
I thought you were going to say Pac-Man.
Before we get into like the actual meat of the episode, I just want to say like I've been so tickled to see people's responses to Distractible lately, because we're in like our second year. We're actually in the third year now, I think, yep. Actually.
Season 3, technically.
And people just like still consistently love the show. And I catch people that aren't even watchers of my content or any of our content being like, man, I just really love Distractible. I was on a Make-A-Wish call and this guy said that he just really loved listening to watching the videos with us in it, but also just listening to the podcast in general, because I do mainly like horror games. So it's really good to like get like the purely just comedy based stuff. And so like just to everyone listening and watching out there, just thank you so much for enjoying the show. That tickles us to death. And it just makes me so happy to see.
It's true. I'm constantly surprised by the response.
Mm-hmm. Weird subreddits too. Like we each have our own little mini subreddit fandom, and there's a Distractible subreddit.
The Wade Supremacy one makes me laugh.
Half the comments on the post on the World Wade Supremacy subreddit are just like, is this Wade's alt account? And it's like, I don't even have one Reddit account. I try to vote on the polls to make myself look better, and it's like, create an account, and I'm like, I don't care that much.
You don't have a Reddit account?
I don't even have one, and everyone thinks that I've got alt accounts, and it's like, do you know who I am? I've got a new microphone still in a box next to my desk.
How are people supposed to stalk your Reddit activity if you don't have... Look, this week I had to post a question on what animal is this, and I just used my MySkirm account because I don't give a shit, and I took a picture in a bush in our backyard. There were two very large lizards fucking...
It was a Komodo dragon.
No, not that large. Anyway, I took a picture because I was like, oh, are these dangerous? Is this lizards? Are they doing sex? Is this dangerous?
Is this lizards? Are they doing sex?
I don't see them with a lizard condom. This is unsafe.
The title of the post was, is this two lizards getting it on? And I was hoping the responses would be like, ha ha, yeah, those are this kind of lizard, whatever, right? Because that's what I was going. The first comment was, I find it confusing to know that Bob is asking this question on this subreddit. Don't know how to feel. People just stalk my Reddit account because it's connected to the Distractible Discord or whatever. I don't know. It's like, man, that's fine, but tell me about the lizard at least if you're going to comment on
it.
I
want to make a Reddit account. I just want to go comment on random subreddits and like see if people follow me over there.
I leave a weird trail of Reddit activity and it's good public for everyone to look at. So, except for when I go into private browsing mode, you know what that's for.
Oh, I want to go to like weird body subreddit, just be like, is it normal to have a fingernail but like on my dick, and see if people are like, Wade, is this real? What? I don't know. I want to do that. Oh, but I'd have to make an account. What was that?
What?
Did you guys hear that? Something honked. No. You didn't hear a honk in the call? What are you talking about? Something just went mark, mark, like a weird alarm. What? Is this part of the episode? It sounded like some shitty website's There it is. What is that? I heard a little bit of something that time.
Oh, a video was auto playing in the Brotherhood of Bob subreddit. It was a Lowe's truck.
Oh, God.
I was so confused because we're on Edge browser right now because Chrome was making Riverside not work. So I don't have any of my don't autoplay video stuff going. That was fucking weird.
Just watching you lose your shit in complete silence was fantastic on my perspective. Thank you.
I thought that was a bit. And then after some amount of time, you and Wade were going to be like, we got him. He finally got to host an episode and we pranked him with Mark having audio issues.
You just got bobbled. Remember that?
I do. Yeah, I do remember that.
That was the thing I said.
It's very funny. Everyone loves it. People still say that to me.
Are you going to give him points for that? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to give Wade 1 point for that.
Oh, good job judging, Bob. Oh, way to go.
Oh, thanks, bud. That's a point for Mark for giving me a compliment.
It's a good, like, Yogi the Bear at home impression.
No one remembers Yogi the Bear, man.
Oh, who's hip? Ah, Real Monsters. Smokey the Bear.
He can only remember Bear.
That's a good Steven Universe impression.
Thank you for that transition, Wade. Struggling to think of things is basically the theme of today's episode.
Oh, excellent, dude. I'm good at that.
We've all said it and we've all thought it. We're getting older. No, you wish. We're going to do a little Q&A episode today. It's been a while since we've been able to go to a convention. Traditionally, when we go to conventions and appear as Markiplier and friends on stage, live to talk to people and interact with them, we also do Q&As, and a lot of the times we get asked the same questions over and 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 over again.
How's Chica? Will you guys play more Raft? Where's Sean? What else we get asked a lot?
So we're not going to do those today. If you're not a member of the Distractigo Discord, you missed out because I went on the Discord and I made a little thread and I asked for questions. And then Mandy, unsolicited, just went through it and picked out some good ones and didn't pick out any of the ones that we've answered 100,000 times. Chica's good. Wade's dogs are fine. My dogs are fine. Don't do YouTube. It's hard. Unless you want to, then it's fun. So on and so forth. We've given those answers 100 different ways, 100 different times. But these are the real questions, okay?
Okay.
Some of them are about us. Some of them are not. I just want to discuss. And I'll say people's usernames, too, because I appreciate you giving us questions. And if you're not in the Discord, you missed out. What are you doing? Go join the Discord today. Quick, Distractigo Discord.
Anal Lover 69420 asks, is that one of them?
I wish.
Oh, okay.
That's probably not. That Discord probably doesn't allow that. Anyway, we're going to start with the softball, okay? Drew Apply, Hammer Syringe, those are emotes, not words, but they're part of the name, asked, if you could only suggest one episode for a person to watch, which episode would it be and why? I'm assuming this is in the context of like someone who's never heard Distractible before, and it's like, this episode will get you hooked or show you what Distractable is and you'll realize you don't want to listen or whatever.
In recent memory, it's got to be the coin flip one, dude. Watching Mark try to pick up that stupid cap in ways that they're like, this is fair. Look.
You mean this?
It's yeah. a symbol of fairness.
This is
fairness.
I can't flip it in any way if I pick it up like that. How would I flip it?
No, I know. It was fair, Mark. I
but watching you try to make sure it was fair was really funny, and I feel like the visual of watching it enhanced the episode. That's my first answer I can think of off the top of my head.
But there was a there was an episode recently that I was looking forward to people watching slash listening to. Just recently, I gotta look up what it was. Was it Riddles and Rhymes? I just was really looking forward to seeing how people responded to Riddles.
That was what I did. That was what I wanted to see.
That episode had the correct energy to give someone a very good introduction to the podcast. Yeah,
just everything going wrong on my end, everything going right on Wade's end, just somehow fate rolling into Wade's favor, and then Bob just sitting there confused. I think that is indicative of this podcast.
Oh, so, bread. Yeah. I was looking forward to bread because, Mark, you were just unhinged about bread. And I wanted to see the world respond and think that you were, like, losing your mind.
Speaking about bread, I learned a thing that I love. So we were obsessed with figuring out if things were cannolis, right? Someone, and I didn't fact check this, so it's probably a lie. Someone said on the subreddit, cannoli is plural. So you order some cannoli. You have multiple cannoli. If you have one... It's a canolo, which is just adorable. So we were trying to figure out if babies were canolos or if a baby is a canolo.
Yeah, I was going to say, if babies were canolo, it would be multiple babies make one
canolo. But it turns out bread babies are bread bolos full of soup.
Did we discover that bread bolos were canolos?
No, bread, we never got into the, we no, didn't get look, into what bread bowls are because it true, would open it's up, it's kind of like it ruins the hypothesis at the beginning of our scientific method of
it
bread.
It would tear the universe to shreds from the very atomic level. It would cause problems.
What was the question? Yeah, we are getting older.
You guys answered it. If you could suggest one episode.
Oh yeah, we did that.
I would suggest that people watch the Bobs and the Bees episode. Because I feel like that one has Mark being completely unhinged about his child rearing techniques and the Ship of Theseus thing. And then it has Wade singing songs.
Rock-a-bye, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an old one, but that one definitely captures a lot of what we got going on here.
That's true. That was a good episode. That was a really good episode.
Is this just us patting ourselves on the back for this whole episode?
I'm okay with that. I don't get compliments enough.
I said we're starting with a softball. Okay.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So you want a harder question then is what you're saying, Mark. Sure, you want something a little bit more interesting. You want something maybe existential. Spoof asked, is everything that we're doing pointless? Are our lives predetermined? They want to know our opinion on that.
I feel like those are two different questions and aren't actually direct opposites each other.
No.
Wade is our philosopher, so he is the authority on this.
What is Mark's answer?
Can't answer a question with a question. Don't do that philosophy shit. Real answer.
Oh, what Mark was answering, I was just disagreeing with him immediately. He can answer.
No, it's fine.
Life is not predetermined because no one with the capability to write this much shit would have wrote it this poorly. They would have given up, been told to quit by some, like a mentor, but read that and been like, this is bad, you should stop. And they would have been like, okay. And this would have gotten scrapped in the middle, but it's still going and it's awful. So therefore it can't be predetermined. That's my answer. And what was the first part? Was it pointless? It's not pointless because I still get to eat dinner today. And any day you get to look forward to dinner is a day that has a point.
Throwing a lot of accidental shade towards people who live with food insecurity there, but...
I mean, I guess that's true. I can only speak from my perspective, and I love
You're allowed
dinner.
To have your own philosophy. I'm not going to mark you. I'm not going to shoot it down immediately. You know what? That was such a good answer. I'll give you a point for that.
Thank you.
What do you think, Mark? What's your philosophy?
Don't make it dumb or I'll interrupt again.
Can you recite the two different... The two parts of that again?
Is everything we're doing pointless, and is everything just predetermined? Thus making it pointless, I think, is sort of the structure of the question.
Okay.
Pointless
all right.
Because you have an illusion of decision, but it's pointless because you don't make decisions. It's predetermined.
In my opinion, it doesn't really matter like when you get into the thought process of like, is what I'm doing pointless or matter? A lot of what we do every day is actually pointless and meaningless. And we're all spending a lot of our time just like wasting time because time passes no matter what. And so it's just a different mindset to have, because the other mindset, the other side of that is just like, yeah, I'm just going to do things because I choose to do them, whether or not it wouldn't matter to me if someone came out of the blue and had scientific proof, like everything you're doing is pointless. It wouldn't make me stop in the middle of the road and just be like, and then drop dead right there. I wouldn't do that because I still have to go through my life and I still want to go through my life. And I think that's the biggest like divider is the answer doesn't matter to me because I still want to do the things that I want to do. And so long as I want to do them, it doesn't matter if it was ever predetermined or if there's just like some eldritch god watching over everything I do and judging me based on my actions or influencing them in some way or has laid out a route. I, in my ignorance, am ignorant of that. And I don't think I would ever either know about it or even accept it if I saw the proof of it. And I know that could be other people would like, yeah, so you're just choosing to be dumb. It's like, no, I'm just choosing to continue to do the things that make me happy and give me purpose in life. And that is what makes me feel fulfilled. And if that's an illusion, it's a very comfortable illusion. And I don't have any other alternative right now. So I feel like I'm going to just pick whatever I want to pick. And therefore, that's my choice.
I want to say I agree. I think, one, ignorance is bliss sometimes, so not knowing is nice. Two, to agree with you, even if everything is predetermined, it kind of begs the question of like a chicken and egg argument. Is it predetermined because it's the choices we make and someone just knows what we're going to make, but we still ultimately make the decisions? And is predetermined in the method of just some omniscient being knows what we're going to do? Or do we have to follow a script? But if we do follow the script, like Mark said, we don't know what the script is. So to us, it's not really a script. To us, it's still just our choices along the way, or seemingly our choices along the way. And if we don't know whether it's a choice or not, then it feels like a choice. So who really cares in the end?
Excellent point, Wade. I'm going to give you a point for your excellent point.
Thank you.
What about my points?
Oh, I've been giving you points. I just haven't been announcing it.
Sweet. All right.
It's actually a very tight game so far.
Oh, good. 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 Excellent.
Those were much more thoughtful answers than I expected. I thought we were just going to meme on that one a little bit. But yeah,
I mean, but then Mark gave a real answer. So it's like my philosophical brain, both philosophical. Well, no, it just got the gears turning. You got to turn on the gears sometimes. My brain likes to work in like power down mode. So every now and then, like it gets turned on. It's like, oh, you actually want to use me? And it's like, yes, brain. It's like, here. Yeah. And it gives me actual information to spout out. So
is your brain a wizard that lives in a tower somewhere?
I'm in power saving mode a lot. If you can't tell, the power comes with a cost. And I'm trying to salvage what little of my aging process I can.
You have a kind of magic where you give up hairs every time you use it.
Yeah, it's like those wizards in Athos when they cast something that uses up like the life force around them so all the plants and stuff die, but mine's just my follicles. Mm-hmm. I'll have more grays tomorrow, but it's okay.
Well, you guys basically said my answer too, so I don't feel the need to add anything. Do you remember that quote that Gandalf says to Frodo?
Fly, you fools.
Yeah, well, he does say that.
It's cool. It's very cool. Is that what he said? Don't worry, it's cool.
Ow, damn it, my head.
I have to drink every drop of this liquid. Don't listen to me. No, wait.
Fool of a took.
Kill me! Kill me! Kill me!
Yeah, that thing that Gandalf says to Harry Potter. No, when Frodo is like, oh, I wish all this crazy shit wasn't happening during my time. And Gandalf is like, so do I, and so do all who live to see such times. But it's not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that's given to us, basically. It's not exactly actually answered to the question in the same way that you guys answered it very eloquently. But that's what I always think of is like, does it really matter to me what the reason is for any of the stuff that is happening that's outside of my control? Not really. I have control over a limited amount of stuff, and I have to exercise my control and make my decisions and live with that. And
It's like you're going through life with Stockholm syndrome, but the prison, you know, is and the captor is just life itself. I think of it this way also, is you don't really pity a dog's life. You know what I mean? Especially a dog in a good home. Obviously, there are street dogs and whatnot. But if a dog in a good home, think of the unbelievably mind-boggling things a dog sees every day. Like, especially if a dog gets in a car has no idea how this thing works, but it moves. It gets in an elevator. An elevator blows my dog's minds every single time. Door closes, shake, shake, shake. Somewhere else? Magic. But it's like, and a dog doesn't really have any choice in terms of its life, in terms of when it's fed, when it gets to go outside and whatnot. That's all predetermined, basically, by a higher power, meaning the owner of the dog.
We're gods.
To a dog? Yeah, absolutely.
We're dog gods.
We're horrifying eldritch beings. There was a post on Reddit that made me think of this in this kind of way. Or maybe it was Tumblr. I don't know. It was like a screenshot of a screenshot. But it's similar. Like, I don't really pity a dog's life. Like, a dog is happy because in its circumstance, even though there are things out of its control, and it doesn't have the capacity, of course, to ponder things. But because if you think about these things that we're trying to ponder, and they're like beyond what we really can know.
Humans absolutely do not have the capacity to, like, People like to think about this questions like this and be like, if I was omniscient, it's like, you don't even know what that means. You literally don't have the capacity to appreciate how it would feel to be omniscient. Humans are way not even close to that. So I actually like your analogy, metaphor. It's a metaphor.
Yeah,
I like it.
But something accurate. Like that. Thank you.
I'm not going to say it, but you definitely got points for that probably.
Oh, sweet.
Some of
I like that.
X number.
All right.
Well, see, I told you there'd be fun questions.
Yeah.
Good job, Spork. Who was the one that wrote that?
Close. Spoof.
Spoof. That's close.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, this one, let's swing the pendulum back wildly towards the silly side. Beck wants to know, if we were all in a heist together, I feel like we did that, what would all your jobs be, and would you have anyone else join your crew?
Okay.
I'd be the driver.
Really?
But Bob would also be the driver.
Why would you be the driver?
Because that's what Wubba do.
You don't even own a car.
Wubba drive. Bubba drive. Wubba drive. We both drove.
This is not Bubba and Wubba. This is Bilbo. Oh, I forgot our name.
Bilbo?
This is Bob and Wade. That's us. Those is us.
I'd be too scared to go in. My self-preservation instinct is high. I need to be ready to leave and be safe at any moment. Or I'd plan it and make you guys go do it.
You're only allowed to be the driver if you're going to get yourself up to, like, baby driver levels of action-packed escapery. No slowly driving and getting run off the road by...
No one would expect the slow, cautious getaway driver. The police would fly by thinking, well, it couldn't be them. They're going the speed limit. Mind games. You win the heist before it even starts if you plan it.
Is this a windowless car? They look and they're like, oh, there's no one in that car. And it's just...
No, we just have skiing equipment on the top, which makes sense why we have ski masks. We have the chameleon getaway car.
God damn it.
Oh, no. Our first vote is voting Wade out of the heist and replacing him because he's going to rat us out. If we all get caught and we're in the separate interrogation rooms...
I would 100% sell you out.
They'd go to Wade's and be like, they've already talked to, like, if you tell us.
Well, he wouldn't even wait. They would come into our interrogation rooms and be like, Mark.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, good point. Oh, 5 points for me. Oh, frick.
All he had to do was put on a different pair of headphones. How did this go so wrong?
I don't know, man.
No, I was saying, you actually responded perfectly, Mark. I was saying they would come into our interrogation rooms and be like, oh, your friends already turned on you. You're in trouble now. And we'd be like, oh, God. Oh, no. They'd walk into Wade's and be like, Mr. Barnes, and he'd be like, I'll tell you everything!
I wouldn't even be involved with the heist, and I would still rat you all out.
They made me do it! They threatened my life and my family.
Look, my self-preservation instinct is very high. I'm not going away no matter what.
Well, it doesn't seem very high because now, because of what you just said, the first order of operations, we have to kill Wade.
Yeah.
That is the first.
If we're doing a heist, FBI.
We have to kill him before he rats us out. Bob, you know it's true.
The heist starts with us making Wade disappear into a pit, never to be seen again. No evidence, no closure, nothing. He's just gone. I feel like we would need to replace him. We would probably need a third person.
Okay.
Or at least.
Right. You want Ethan. Ethan can do backflips and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I vote for Ethan. You need a backflip guy on heists. You
to just go need through a, the lasers.
You
yeah,
need a guy right. who could do like flips and you know, bend flexibly and stuff and go through things. Ethan's the guy. Plus, he's all jacked out of his mind now from Creator Clash. So he's
yeah, he just punch everyone in there.
He's super flexible and nimble and acrobatic and beefy.
He'd punch the wall right off the safe. Just
he is all things.
Not even the door, the wall.
I mean, he would punch the safe open.
Yes, that's what he would do. Yeah,
the wall, the door, it would all be open. It's just one. I would be the tech guy. I'm the computer guy, right?
No, I should be the tech guy. Look really? At how good I'm teching.
Yeah, we're ready for pickup. Oh, dang these headphones. Hang on, I can't hear these guys. I hope they don't need me.
Good robbery, guys. Wow.
Mark, I can't they changed the arrangement. Mark, which way is out? Oh, good hallway. That's a nice... You're going down that hallway real smooth. No, Mark, wouldn't you be vent guy? I thought you'd be dying to be vent guy.
I'll be vent guy. I can do that. I do good in enclosed spaces and whatnot, so I could vent. Give me. Oh, God, wait. No. Literally every ad we've done where I'm in a vent, I have audio problems.
Yeah, well, it comes from reality. There's a little bit of truth behind every advertisement, you know?
I'd be the inside man. I would get a job inside, or I would be like, hey, I'm Markiplier, and everyone would be like, oh, my God. Oh, wow. Can I get an autograph? And I'd be like, hey. Of course, I sign best inside the safe. The best lighting is in your safe.
You show up to your first day of work, and you're like, hey, I'm Markiplier. And they're like, oh my God, whoa.
Have our money.
Yeah, I'd love a tour. Can you open the safe for me? Like, God, yes, sir, Mr. Markiplier. That's how people react. Viewers, listeners don't know, but... Whenever we're in public, we're at a restaurant or something, and Mark is like, there's no butter. And then you get the waiter, and you're like, hey, excuse me, can we get some more butter? And the waiter is always just like, oh, yes, sir, Mr. Markiplier. Butter for Markiplier. Get out of my way.
Wait, this is actually reminds me of, like, did I talk about how I kept getting desserts everywhere I would go? At a restaurant, I would sometimes get a waiter that would know me, and it would be like they'd be really excited to meet me, and I'd be like totally willing to sign wherever they want. It was a good experience, but they'd always buy me a dessert, and it would always get to a dinner. It was always a time when I was like, I'm trying to lose weight because I'm about to film something, and it was just like, and this one restaurant, the sweetest guy. The first time I went, it was like one slice of cake. The second time I went, it was like two slices of cake. The third time I went, he got every single dessert on the menu on a giant platter. And then the fourth time I went, it was my birthday, so we got two, sometimes three, of every dessert. It was on a thing this large, and I'm like, how are you getting this for me?
Well, he's stealing. He's doing the heist for you. He's doing the work.
So honestly, this might actually work if I go in and I'm just like, hey.
No, that I have a very specific memory of that. Do you remember, Mark, at the beginning of the Australia tour leg that we did, we were in Auckland and we were like, let's go into the city and there's like, let's walk around and there's this ice cream place. We want to see this ice cream place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We went and it was like good. It was like a cool ice cream place and we all went and just bought. But at some point the owner was told like, oh, Mark Blair's here, bro. And I think his son knew you or maybe he was a fan or something. But he gave you that ridiculous, enormous ice cream octopus thing. It was like an ice cream cone, but it had octopus, chocolate octopus full of ice cream on it. It just melted all over you. That was so fucking funny.
Because it was like the hottest day in Australia. And he also just kept bringing out more ice cream for everybody. And he was like, oh, now let's take a picture. Let's take a picture. Let's take a picture.
Mark's just got this ice cream cone octopus. It's like, It's a cone, but it was like fucking huge. And it you're just sitting there
incredible.
Like, ah, wow. And the guy was like, yeah, yeah, eat the octopus. Come on. Suck it. Lick it.
Yeah.
That was so good. Cause I, you were like, cool. It's not like we were offended. We were like, yeah, hey, that's nice to take a picture. It's fine. But the whole time you were just like, what the fuck do I do with this big thing?
Can I get a napkin? I don't think he brought out one napkin.
No. Like, does this come with a bowl or like a drop cloth or like, what the fuck? No, nope, just a big old melty octopus ice cream everywhere. That was very funny.
A tiny cone. Shitty pity.
I was thinking of the dinner we went to at the steakhouse, where the dessert got brought out that was like to Markiplier and friends or whatever it said on there, and you had to go to the bathroom, Mark, and you came back out and Tyler had finished the dessert and you hadn't gotten any of it yet. Do you remember that?
Oh, right.
That's what that's the memory I have of the dessert.
No, that was recently.
That was the last time we were all together, I think, right?
That's when we were doing the in-person streams, yeah, in LA.
I love how he looked me in the eye as he took the last bite.
And the waiter came out and like touched your shoulder and right after was like, how was it?
No, it was I think we might have talked about this story.
We were recording
and stuff that week.
Getting
but like,
older,
I was so
it was worth bringing up again.
Literally the moment after you sat down and were like, Tyler, did you just eat the last bite of dessert? And he was like, and everyone at the table was like, oh my God, Tyler, what are you doing? The waiter came up during that interaction and was like, how did you like the dessert, Mark? Special for you. Delicious. You guys really ate that fast, huh?
That must have been the last time I talked about how I get desserts all the time, too, because I'm pretty sure I talked about, yeah, me and desserts at restaurants is just like a never-ending waterfall, but that one time I did not get to enjoy that dessert.
So that's how we'd rob the bank.
No, well, we're going to go rob Tyler's house.
Gonna get all those desserts he keeps stealing.
He'll be like, wow, you're Markiplier. He'll go get you some desserts.
every time you guys like meet up to record Go at the studio or whatever, you walk up and Tyler sees you and is like, huh, oh my God, Markiplier. let me get the door for you, sir.
Here's my wallet. Do you need anything else? What if that's how we made money making content? What if there was no money to be made from advertisers or anything else? It was just fans walking up that were big fans. They were just like, dude, have my wallet. Have my checkbook. Thanks, man. I love your stuff. What if that was the secret? We just weren't telling anybody all this time.
It's called Patreon. You literally just described that.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
I don't have one of those either. Dude, I suck. I'm the worst content creator.
Point for Wade for not remembering that Patreon exists.
I've never made
one. Oh, boy.
My Patreon account's right next to my Reddit account.
I don't have a Patreon. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just like, there are ways for fans to give content creators money without meeting them on the street.
I like the old-fashioned approach of just giving your wallet in a bag. You just have a content creator bag.
Is that where that saying comes from? Get that bag?
Yeah.
That's the bag.
There's a literal bag we all have with our logos, and we just go around up and people put their wallets in it.
So that's how we'd rob a bank or whatever. This is a yes or no question. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should expound on this one anymore. I would like a yes or no with no further information. Will there be a Distractible tour or live shows? This is a question from Link to the Future on Discord. No explanation. Yes or no, you have to commit. This is a binding contract.
You said shows, plural?
Will there be, here, I'll phrase it like this. Will there be Distractible live shows? Like in a theater in person, not like live stream?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say no.
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 No, yeah.
You said not to expound on it.
I can do whatever the hell I want. There's no rules for me. It's for you. Yeah, probably. No further information. There's no plans, no dates, nothing. Just, you know, in the future. People ask this all the time. I felt like I had to include it. Because that there are literally hundreds of those. All right, here's a good one. Okay, this will spark some conversation. This is not a yes or no. This is a very deep question, and I would like an insightful answer from each of you. How often do you go poop? This question comes from What on Discord.
Once or twice a day, depending. If I have something really spicy, you never know.
You never know.
Same.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, what? What do you mean by really? What kind of?
Yeah, Mark. That's surprising coming from you.
What? Such a non-committal answer.
Wait, it's once or twice a day.
I'm regular, unless I'm not.
Is that not regular?
Is that not regular? Once a day. I mean, I guess that's pretty regular. I would say twice a day, definitely. But sometimes it's a free for all, and we'll see what happens. Sometimes my stomach just goes rogue. I don't know what I thought was going to happen with that question.
I'm pooping right now. Nonstop shit.
Oh! I was kind of hoping somebody would be like, oh, all the time. Every 45 minutes minimum.
I feel like you guys would know that.
Yeah, we see you like shift and we hear this weird noise. Like, Mark, what is that? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, my coffee is brewing. It's my coffee machine.
Coffee will get you there fast. Coffee will get a couple extra stops here today.
It does remind me of when we were filming in space. And we went to your place, you stayed at, Mark. And we turned on the bidet and drenched all of your toiletries in bidet water.
Oh, right. I forgot about it. I was like, where is this going? What in the world? Right, right.
Well, you turned on the bidet and it just like shot across the room? Like what?
Yeah. No, you had left at this point and it was like towards the end of filming. I had to switch Airbnbs and this place had a bidet. And it was just like, I didn't know how to use it. And I forget what happened. Who did it? I didn't do that, did I?
No. It was, oh God, what's their name? What's their name? Who else was over the house with us? I forget their name.
Mick?
No, they played Lady.
Oh, Leo.
Leo. Leo was there and was showing Molly and I how the bidet worked because we'd never used one. We were like, oh, that's cool. I don't even know how to use it. And they were like, oh, it's easy. You just press this button. And it like sprayed right by my head and went flying and hit the mirror in the bathroom. And your contacts and stuff were just all right there and it started dripping. And they were like, I don't know why it was so high pressure. And they like turned it down and pressed it again. And it went just. And then you walked in and your shit was just dripping bidet water.
Huh, thanks for reminding me. I've forgotten. I had purged that from my memories, and now it's back. Thank you very much for that.
I love the second attempt at that so much. Just like, oh, whoa, the pressure. Hey, let me just.
Like, oh. It was so funny, dude. I was dying. I didn't breathe for like a full minute. I was laughing so hard.
And then you put those contacts in your eyeballs, man.
Right then and there. Boink, boink. Look, I don't even need contacts anymore. Perfect eyes.
The bidet water cured your vision.
Points to Mark for poop contacts or whatever.
Thank you.
2 points for poop. 1 for each eye.
Oh, there you go. There's your story you wanted.
I knew we'd get there. I knew someone had a funny poop story that would come up, and it wouldn't be me for once.
Great. Good.
Do you guys ever poop, and, like, it's just a crazy one, and you, like, go and you yell for, like, Mandy or Amy? I've done that before. I yelled for Molly, like, Molly, this one's crazy! But she never comes to look.
To come look at your poop?
I'm having audio problems, guys. God, sorry. Oh, man. Oh, good subject change. Oh, great. Hold on. Oh, man.
And then I had the worst diarrhea I've ever had in my life. And Mark?
Huh?
What's your... fine. Let's do another question. That's fine. I just...
Okay.
I learned something about who Wade is as a person.
It's been once or twice in 10 years. It's not a common occurrence.
Oh, man. God. Can't... Whoa, man. Whoa, weird. For some reason, this... keeps happening.
All right. This is more about the podcast. Some guy named Liam asks, do you have any episode concepts that you've come up with that are sound super fun or funny or entertaining, but are too impractical to ever actually do?
You and I had one, Bob, I remember, but it wasn't like our idea. It was an idea like I had, and I think you'd already had it, and we talked about it one time. I don't know if you want me to spoil it or not, because I don't know if we'll ever actually be able to do it, but it seems like it's unlikely to happen.
You can talk about it. I'll forget that this happened and do it anyway if I really want to in the future.
We talked about doing an episode where we had like someone come in and DM like a little mini Dungeons and Dragons episode for us, and I remember mentioning that, and you were like, oh, I'd thought of that. But like for how short these are, it'd be really like hard, because even like whenever I do Lost Initiative every Wednesday night, shout out Lost Initiative. We're playing Mass Effect over there, and we do 4-hour sessions. And 4 hours feels like too short for D&D. So like 1 hour would be like, you're in a combat. There's one dude. What do you do? Attack. I miss. Attack. All right, that's the episode. Thank you guys for coming. Like, it just feels like it'd be too short. There'd be no buildup or anything, but that seems like it'd be fun.
You know, there's editing, right?
I will say, too, I actually have been thinking more about that and working on it. There are rule sets for casual TCRPG games where the rule set and the story and the entire adventure is one page, where it's meant to be a super casual, super lightweight thing. There are plenty of different ways to structure tabletop RPG where it's like, we could absolutely, in like an hour to an hour and a half, we could record something. And that idea is not off the table for me. I think that's actually very practical.
That's what I was afraid to spoil in case you found a way. But
well, I mean, that doesn't spoil anything, though. Like people, if they see an episode that's like, the TTRPG episode, they'd be like, I already know what happens. It's spoiled. Wade spoiled it.
I guess that's true. Probably would. I forget that titles exist because we don't have those when we do these until after. And we're like, what the hell happened? What do you call that?
No, that's usually just you. I usually have a centered idea.
I don't.
I'll just make it up as I go.
Oh, yeah, me either.
No, my problem with D&D is I feel like everyone just takes so goddamn long. It's not that the games last forever. It's that the players just don't stop floundering.
God damn.
Boy, I gotta look at my spells for the third time in this turn. And I make sure, can I do this?
And it's just like, I get the role playing is fun, and that's fine. But combat is just the slowest piece of shit on when you're just in a D&D game. It's so slow. It's like that's not the best part. Why in baseball right now they're trying to change the rules, like they're putting in pitch clocks and things because people are falling asleep in the stands because games are taking so long because they're just lollygagging out there. I'll take 5 minutes to do this one action.
I will say that depends on what system you play, but generally speaking, if you don't play very often and you don't know your character that well, that is a thing that happens a lot. If you play regularly and you get to know your character and stuff, like, it gets easier, but yeah.
There are super simple rule sets that are designed to be fast-paced and more based on the roleplay and the improv, which I think would be very viable for us.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I intentionally take long turns just to piss Mark off? Do I get extra points for that? You're like, wait, do you attack or leave?
Oh, do I attack? Like, do I help the party or do I not? Give me a minute on this, guys. Give me a minute.
And this is fun for you?
You've both seen how I host these episodes and the sort of laissez-faire attitude I have. I can only imagine the kind of bullshit that I would do as a dungeon master running a game like that. Like, if you say the wrong thing, you better watch the fuck out. This is a short campaign. Nothing is happening. You might start losing limbs. Who knows? God knows what could happen.
The man wants to sell you a sword for 50 gold pieces. I choose to haggle.
Did you say haggle? He stabs you.
Buy it or don't. Get out of my fucking store.
You've triggered his bloodlust. His memories flood back to his brain.
Oh, you've activated his trap card. Haggle.
All right, look, people are curious about the show. So, Mark, I mean, did you have an impractical one or not really?
Not really.
You'd make it happen.
Not always. I keep saying I'm going to make those audio intros that I haven't made since the very beginning of Distractible.
Who needs a new audio intro?
I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts.
I don't even have that on my soundboard anymore.
That one is just perfection. That's the only one you need ever. So just play that one every time you want one of those. It's fine.
Right.
Distractible, the You're Welcome show. That would be kind of impractical.
Well, like, we try and do the
we do the entire, like, show. We do an episode, You're Welcome tour, but on an episode of Distractible. That'd be pretty impractical and hard to pull off.
We could do it.
I pretend to wheel you out from over here. I'm like, it's Mark.
What a show it has been, but there's more for you to see. It's not all about me.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
For a second, I thought Wade had a MAGA hat.
This is kind of blurry and small. I want the bottom word. Friend. I'm friend there too.
Make the salty boys great again. All right. Well, Mark, nothing's impractical for Mark. That's what we've come to. But this is another one question about the show. So I want to group these together. Juicy Lucy wants to know, do you ever find yourself out of ideas for the next Distractible? Do you just brainstorm ideas on the spot or literally just hit record and come up with random stuff on the fly?
I mean, we always usually have some brainstorming or talking about it, but sometimes we'll come in with an episode idea like hot and ready. Other times there's some prep. Other times it's like, guys, I don't have an idea. And then it comes in. So it's a mixture.
There's usually at least a little bit of prep for me. And by a little bit, I mean like a little bit.
While we're on the call, before we hit record, you're like,
Before we hit record, I've got something. It's not like we hit record, I'm like doing the intro and it's like, oh God, what's the topic going to be? Usually I've always got like a page up and I've got like a topic and I've got like at least like three or four either subtopics or questions. It's like, well, if we kind of stall out on this, at least we can talk about this. Sometimes I come more prepared, like with the wheel, like that had to be done ahead of time. I wasn't going to sit here and make that like live while we were recording, but I never go too crazy with it. I like our casual format where we just kind of chit chat and wherever the conversation goes, it goes. I do a little bit of prep, but I never go too hard, but I never come in with absolutely nothing. There's always at least a topic and a few subtopics so that we have something to keep talking about.
I prep like I might die of embarrassment. Because it happened once and I don't ever want to live that again. I came in the worst piece of shit episode ever where I came in with the literal exact same topic that was from an episode that was within the last couple months from where when we recorded it. And I was so confident. And you guys let me go and go until we got into the middle of the episode. And you were like, didn't we do this topic? Wait a minute.
That's
We've been recording for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. Wait, is this a repeat episode?
No, Bob, it's even more embarrassing than that because before we recorded that episode, you had two other ideas that were also repeats of the ideas. And we had to stop those recordings and then start this other recording that was also, and I didn't realize it until halfway through because I was like, there's no way we would do.
You really had my back on that first one. Points to Mark for having my back almost as much as I needed it.
We talked about slightly different things, so it didn't ring a bell for me right away. You know, we had new, fresh takes. It had been 2 months since we'd gotten older. So I was newly older again.
We'd gotten even older.
I had, yeah. It's crazy how that works. It was, and I did like good bad habits versus bad habits. I mean, I intentionally went in knowing it was at least a similar topic, but I was like, this will be different enough.
Yeah, that's right, different.
And it, sometimes you have a brain fog on something. It's like, dude, I have two ideas and there's stuff we've already done. How can I change it up a little bit?
It's like no one's ever heard of a part two. People have been asking for Hold My Beer part two for ages.
You got away with that so freely, and I was very disappointed in the subreddit. The would you rather part two episode. I believe we finished recording that whole thing and we were like, Mark, what do you want to title this? And you were like, would you rather? And that sparked something for me or Wade, and we were like, wait a minute.
Did we
do this before?
It's a different card game. It's either or versus would you rather. They're very different.
Those are not even related concepts. You're right.
Next time he'll do A or B. It'll be completely new. A or B is very different than one or two.
Higher or lower. That is
higher or lower. Would you rather? Would you rather say higher or would you rather say lower?
Would you press the button is very different from would you click the link?
We're doing Reddit 50-50s now, or is that where?
I don't know what that is.
I don't have a Reddit account.
We'll do that next episode.
Yeah, perfect. Mark and I can joint host and we can do some Reddit 50-50. We'll walk you through it. It'll be great.
Oh, does that mean I lose?
Maybe.
You got at the end of the episode, Bob's gonna be like, Mark, you and I win. This is crazy.
Points to Wade for reminding me I'm supposed to be giving points out.
Do they matter though?
I have an absolute banger for the last question. I want to talk about this. This is the last one I want to talk about. Mark, I think you might have strong feelings about this.
Oh.
Wade, I'm not sure if you'll have an opinion about this, but I'm curious to know your thoughts. Recovering OCD addict asks, Pluto is a planet, true or false?
Well, since I don't know anything, should I go first before Mark gives a really smart answer?
You already jumped in. Yeah, keep going. run with this.
True, because it was when I was a kid. That's what I was taught in school. And I've not had a teacher come and tell me otherwise. Just weird internet articles that I don't read. I just see the headlines of. No one ever stops to think, how is Pluto? How does Pluto feel about this? Let's just kick Pluto out of the club. Pluto's been in all these years. Like, I don't want to hurt Pluto's feelings. So yeah, it's still a planet. Because, you know, sometimes it just deserves to be part of the club.
I respect that.
Well, that's also a very dangerous way of thinking, Wade, to never reflect and get new information just based on what you were told as a kid. I don't want to emphasize that as being a constant mindset.
Okay, good. I'll keep doing it.
But that being said, for completely not that reason, I say Pluto is a planet.
That's very dangerous thinking, Mark.
For spacey, sciencey reasons? Why do you have these dangerous thoughts, Mark?
It's more for purely emotional reasons, but also it's classified as like a dwarf planet. So planet's still in the name. Checkmate.
Emotional reason? You know how dangerous making decisions based on emotion is? You need facts. Like facts you're told that are true.
Like the fact that I was told that Pluto was a planet.
Yeah.
That did happen. You can't disprove that.
It's a fact that I was told that. Therefore, it must be also a fact by the translucent property.
I think that there is a legal underpinning to say that Pluto is a planet because Pluto was regarded as a planet for so long and created an expectation. Pluto planned its entire existence around the idea that it was a planet. It bought life insurance for a planet. It planned its life around the financial security that comes with being a planet. Pluto was promised planet status and lived that life for quite a long time. And stripping that away from Pluto, as well as stripping everyone else from the joy of knowing that Pluto is out there as a planet doing planet things, is just unfair. If you're going to call Pluto a planet for such a long time, at some point you're committed. Whether or not there's a technical definition, it's a dwarf planet, technically. The planet, like Mark said, the word planet's still in there. So that's a fact. That's a scientific fact.
Mm-hmm.
It is a planet. It's just a kind of planet. What kind of world do we live in here? You know, what promises mean nothing? We can't rely on anything. I don't want to live in that world, and the law sees it that way. Once you've come to rely on something as a reasonable understanding and expectation, that thing should be, unless it's completely unreasonable for it not to be. And I don't think Pluto being a planet hurts anyone.
I agree, and I'm going to make up three things here right now and say them as fact. The three things that makes it a planet: it's round, it rotates around the sun, and it has a name. Good enough for me.
Do you mean orbits? I think he means orbits.
No, good enough for him. You heard him.
That's gum, I think.
Damn you.
Here's what I'll say. Pluto has a moon, has multiple moons, but it has a moon that is larger than some of the moons of other planets in the solar system. Even though Pluto is not bigger than our moon, Earth has a disproportionately large moon. But you know who else has a disproportionately large moon? Pluto. We're like planet siblings, and to discredit it for, and look at its accomplishments. It roped in that big baddie of a moon there.
We like big moons, and we will not lie. Those other planets can't deny.
Look, don't judge a planet by its size, but by its accomplishments.
Dude, I love that moon you got there.
Calm down, buddy.
It's actually Charon.
Sharon! Ozzy, is that you?
Sharon!
I forgot Ozzy named the moons of Pluto.
It's Sharon is so big, it's almost perfectly spherical. So, that's what Pluto managed to rope in. So I think that's kudos to Pluto's.
Please only ever laugh like that for the rest of our lives. 3 points to Mark for that laugh.
That was the worst laugh I've ever heard him have. That's awesome.
What, worst? That was the... You just have to force it out. You can't let it slow down. It has to have momentum. It has to have force and volume with it.
Somebody please take that laugh and make it your ringtone.
I don't know if I could do that
again. I don't know if you can either.
No, you know what makes it happen, Mark? You have to say the sentence, the whole sentence. You have to say, kudos to Pluto's. That's how you get that to come out of you.
Oh, God.
I hope that answered your question. You can tell that we're experts in the field.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, the people know what kind of information dwells in the depths of our minds, and they're just trying to mine that sweet nectar up out of there. So good question. Good job. Thank you. Thank you, everyone who submitted questions. Over 1,000 responses to this.
Damn. We'll do like a part two to this.
We could. It's a whole thing. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of repeats.
We could call it We're Getting Questions.
These questions are getting older. Anyway, let's leave it there. That's a good ending point. Thank you. Pluto is a planet. Suck it, scientists and science in general. You're wrong, and you should feel bad. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you even more for watching, because the video is available on Spotify. You can watch this on Spotify. Video on Spotify, available now. Thanks, competitors, for competing. And, oh, you know what? I'm doing the outro, but I have to pick a winner before that, don't I?
Oh, you sly dog. You figured it out.
I was just about to ask someone that with 3 points to Wade for reminding me. I was just about to ask someone to give a winner speech, but there's no winner. Let me tabulate the points. Based on the numbers that I said out loud and the references that I made to giving people random amounts of points, I did actually try and keep track of this in my head, and I'm not very good at addition, but I believe Wade is the winner by 3 points.
I'll take it.
Which means that you guys were tied until Wade reminded me that I needed to pick a winner, earning himself 3 points.
Hey, wait a minute. All right, whatever.
I don't know. Do you have anything that's worth 4 points, Mark? What do you got? I'll give you one last gasp.
How many did I get for that laugh?
If you could recreate that sentence, I will give you 4 points, Mark.
Oh, God. Okay.
If you could give me a full-on kudos to Pluto's, you will steal this victory, and I feel like it would be well-deserved and Wade would agree with that.
All right. Kudos to Pluto's.
That was so bad.
It got caught in my throat. I don't know how I did that. When you get in the... Kudos, Pluto's. I can't... How did I do that?
You sound Woody the Woodpecker now. What happened?
How the fuck did I do that? Kudos, Pluto's. I literally can't make my epiglottis move that fast, which is how I made that laugh happen.
Oh my god.
All you had to do was recreate it, man.
Dude, can you even create it? How did I hear it like in a bit? When I
fucking goat over here. That's your recreation.
Kudos to Pluto. Kudos to Pluto.
Ow. God. That hurt. That hurt something down here.
See, it's weird, right?
What's above your Adam's apple that you can like stray?
Why do you tuck your chin down like that?
Kudos to Pluto's. You need some pressure. Like you can't. It doesn't work like this. You can,
it's like an air pressure. Don't pressure with your neck. You gotta pressure with your lungs. You gotta. You gotta move air. This volume.
I almost cheated doing that. That didn't work.
All right, Wade is the winner.
I squeezed the wrong muscle. Great, I got a good body.
That is such an absolute perfect conclusion to a beautiful episode. Wade, winner speech. You go first. Winner speech. What do you have to say for yourself?
All I got to say is kudos to Pluto.
You might start losing. That's a point. That's a point. God, your lead is dwindling. Hurry up with the speech.
Thank you, everyone, for submitting your questions. I hope we do this again and we get to more. That was fun. That was interesting. I like the diverse questions that aren't the same 500 we've heard before. So keep that up. Do that.
Mark, you gave it a gallant effort. Gallant? Gallant? Yeah, you know what? It doesn't care. Loser speech.
Pluto lost, but when being demoted to dwarf planet. But you know what I say? If I'm in the same company as Pluto, then that's good company for me.
All right. Anyway, thank you, competitors, for competing. Make sure you check out Wade at Lord Minion 777 or Minion 777. Mark at Markiplier on all the places. Me, I am Icekerm on the places. And make sure you check out merch, store.distractablepodcast.com.
Is it restocked?
By this point, it's gotta be restocked, right?
Nope! Did Mark cut out for you like mid-sentence and then just jump forward? He goes, is it re...
Struct.
Marcus very expressive today, okay? The laugh, the kudos to Pluto's. He's developing his skill. He's a real actor now, okay? He's learning how to throw his voice around and really use his lungs. Thank you everyone for watching, listening, whatever you do. We appreciate it. Hopefully there were no major car accidents during this episode, and that's it. Until the next one, you know what we say. Podcast out. Kudos to Pluto's.
Kudos to Pluto's.